You are now listening to Fails from a World Asunder.
Sorry.
No! No!
Welcome to our very special episode of Tales from a World Asunder, full of goofs, gags, and gossip as we take you through the outtakes of Chapter 1 of our Meridian Adventure, or whatever we're calling this. Please enjoy the rest of whatever the hell is going on here, and we'll see you in Chapter 2.
Everybody feeling ready?
Yeah.
Ready, boss.
Y'all have got this. Let's kill it.
Let's do it. What Mila would have told Adelaide was that she needed to get to Campy Greg, and she was looking for someone, something that had gone missing, and she like didn't make it more specific. And now she's told you that she's looking for a guy.
Oh, so someone who ran off to join the military then.
No. I love how creative your assumptions are. He's just missing.
But he's not missing because you know where he is.
No.
Adelaide wouldn't necessarily know this, but he hasn't been writing home.
Oh.
Excuse me, you're going to need to dismount that vehicle.
That's all right. Can you keep the horse somewhere for us?
Not a horse.
Oh, fuck. Not a horse. What is it again? It's an ox.
It's a musk ox.
It's a musk ox. What is a musk ox?
Big old bison looking thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll send a picture
cool.
in the chat.
Oh, that's crazy.
You also see he pulls from his white jacket. He pulls a small little metal flask and says, "Pardon me, I know it's not necessarily custom in the capital these days, but I hope you won't begrudge me a small creature comfort."
Adelaide pulls out his own flask.
Mila starts pulling out her hookah, thinks better of it, shoves it back in the backpack.
Lisa, are you wearing a pink shirt?
I am wearing a pink shirt.
Okay, it just, for a second, it looked very conspicuously flesh-toned.
No, it's pink.
I was very, very worried for a moment.
Brief terror.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This keeps happening to me.
I know we're all chill here, but whoa, that's a bit much. You've got very pink undertones to your skin, so like it.
The color I am, okay? I am pink.
And there's nothing wrong with that, Louisa.
God fucking damn it. Okay. He would never fucking do that. Sorry, they rang my bell. And I don't think anyone's home.
Who is they?
The longer you talk, the longer it sounds like you're flirting. It's just the truth.
But let's play this moment out. Anna looks up at you and goes,
Are we gonna what? This gay man has absolutely no idea of what's going on.
Adelaide is just soft flirting with every NPC.
Yeah, because he's like, I'm just being friendly, laugh. There's nothing wrong with that. And everybody else is like, are we gonna? And he's like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
He brings a certain Matthew McConaughey energy to his circle interactions.
He brings a certain, I want to get into your bedroom so I can admire the trinkets you have on your nightstand kind of vibe. And everybody's like, ooh, sexual. And he's like, no, I just want to know what trinkets you have because it's a fascinating introspection into people.
Non-sexual like, adult sleepover is what he wants.
I mean, he's fine with adult sexual sleepovers.
But what he's chasing here.
Yeah, no, he's not heterosexual.
I wouldn't say
heterosexual. I'd say I'm homosexual.
God damn it. All right, I'm going to take it back from an Anna line so that you have somewhere in the conversation to go from. You've done more than pay me back.
Sorry.
It still sounds like you're going to fuck. Okay, just one more time. Nick, come on.
It's called chemistry, Louisa. I have it with everybody.
And Simon and I have been flirting since we were like 14, so it doesn't help. All right, okay. Okay. I'm calm, I'm rational. I like women. I shouldn't have said that.
No, you don't! Not right now!
I shouldn't have said anything.
Lift your head a little bit or tilt your mic down a little bit. Try now.
Did you see my milk?
Closer.
Did you see my milk? Also, I think our previous episode should be named Shorelys.
I think that's very good. I think that's a fantastic name. And this one is in a tavern with a homosexual. Sound like you broke everything in your house. At the end of the episode, we can be like, there was a homosexual. You might not have known it, but there was one.
You see he grabs the pistol, fires a shot. Just quick draw. Pinky. What is Pinky's AC?
100.
What is 13. Pinky's actual AC?
13.
That is a natural 20.
Fuck! Shit!
I would like to take this moment for us to take our fiver, mostly because there's a great need for piss.
My body is a piss-making machine.
Can't talk, I'm too busy making piss.
That was your piss, boy.
Genuinely, folks, exhausting.
Your piss was exhausting?
Exhausting. Narcoleptic out here. Excellent band name.
Narcoleptic Piss Factory.
It sounds like the Electric Light Orchestra.
Listen,
piss is not canon.
We have to cut the piss chat. You see that the purple smoke coils up on the ground, and the pseudo-dragon reappears.
She says, hey, I'm sorry. Hey, come here. And she, picks him up and gives him a little scaly pet.
You hear in the back of your mind, well, this is humiliating.
What? You're my familiar. I was scared. I mean, I knew I could bring you back, but I didn't want you to get shot.
You see, Pinky just sort of makes telepathic hangover noises.
Oh, my head.
Yeah. Just kind of a cosmic, oh.
Mila scratches him under his ear when he does that. She's like, oh, you poor thing, you poor boy.
Have a glass of water and an Advil. You'll feel better.
This podcast is not sponsored by Advil.
No. Meridia, about to invent fantasy ibuprofen.
It is sponsored by hangovers, though.
It is sponsored by hangovers and panic attacks. I'm plugged in.
I'm jacked in. I'm jacked off. I mean...
The plot, it is getting so thick. It's like good mac and cheese, you guys.
Thick as mac and cheese.
Thick as mac and fucking cheese.
Folks, talk to your union rep. Just because someone is offering you benefits don't mean they get to fist you.
In this economy?
This is a PSA. This is going to be apropos of nothing. Folks, get organized. Get unionized.
Hell yeah.
Organize your workplace. And if your boss asks to see the inside of your mouth, honestly, HR is not your friend. Just go on strike.
Boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. That's why I fuck my boss on company time. Because I need to. Because I only make a dime.
Boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. That's why my boss explores my body on
company time.
No!
In all seriousness, folks, get organized.
Day
boss makes
one.
A dollar, I make a dime. I also make the boss's dollar because he explores my body on company time.
I think if we do that again, we can't light it on fire this time.
Must be fire, Captain.
Not
Cobalt karaoke if no fire.
Uh-huh. Without fire is just Cobalt singing my way.
Fun, dude.
The ancient art form of karaoke, the draconic cleansing flame
dragons
ritual.
Dragons do canonically love pop culture. Cobalt's especially.
Cobalt's less
close to Frank Sinatra. They can't help it.
It's just Cobbled singing American Pie.
Meridian Pie.
Meridian Pie.
Bye, bye, Miss Meridian Pie.
Jump my airship to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Just Cobbled singing Antonia, Antonia. There's no real kick to it.
And after all, I did it my
The only thing I do remember is singing a heartbreaking rendition. At least to me, it was heartbreaking. I remember crying during it of what's that song?
Captain was very emotional.
I don't know. It just got me that time. It just...
Captain has I need to let go.
Captain has a special relationship to licensed Disney classics. Where were
Adelaide,
we?
Adelaide would absolutely have a Disney playlist that he cries to.
Oh,
Adelaide,
yeah.
Adelaide 100%. Is a Disney adult.
Adelaide watches Tarzan and just fucking loses
he's
it.
Too ashamed about it.
Mm. He's not a Disney adult, but like he does unironically love a lot of Disney movies, for
but
sure.
He definitely loves
even though he hates Baka.
This is true.
Yes.
He's like, objectively, the movie is horrible.
Horrible.
But like, some
slaps.
Of the songs slap.
When they hit the
I'm
hit,
sorry,
you know?
Show me a better depiction of a colonial mindset in a Disney movie than like.
Have you ever heard the Carlog cry to the blue corn moon or ask the grinning Carlog why he grins?
There we go.
So excited. I don't know what we did, but we're in trouble.
Something gnarly, man.
Don't worry.
I mean, me neither. I bet it was in a trench coat.
Listen.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
oh, yeah.
Hat.
Oh, yeah.
Is Pinky British? Did I make Pinky British?
Yeah, Pinky's British.
Yeah, British.
Think Butler.
Yeah.
The was very much in his voice.
That's what I need to get for the Pinky is the ah.
Oh, yeah.
She's gonna try and investigate for anything like a bite mark.
Roll investigation.
That's a nat 20.
Nat 20.
Yeah.
Goddamn. On a nat 20.
It's on his ass.
Nick.
That's why I paused us so we could cut it out. I just needed to say it.
Very pulpy moonshine.
What?
All pulp?
Wouldn't it be pulpy?
All pulp, no juice.
Moonshine is corn. Corn pulp.
All pulp, no juice.
They didn't strain it properly. It's cloudy.
Granular, maybe?
Mm. Yeah.
But it wouldn't be pulpy.
It might.
I hope not. What kind of strain of corn are you making with pulp?
Well, you make a mash out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, corn, but it wouldn't be stringy.
This is a weird hill that you're choosing to die on.
I'm not trying to die on it. I'm just picking.
If you're not trying to die on a hill, don't pick a fight on it.
I'll die on any hill because I'm a homosexual.
God damn it.
It's all right. We need to lighten. Okay, let's go.
Oh, this is the gay Adelaide episode. It's happening.
The Gadelaide.
The Daddy-laid episode.
Gadelaide. Gadelaide.
Paz walks in and Adelaide goes, "Hey, Paz," and gives him a full kiss on the mouth.
Well, he's Italian, so...
Greets Sorry. Paz with, hey, Mila gorgeous. Like,
Mila would be like, this, now this is normal.
This is normal to me, yeah.
Italians greeting each other with tongue.
Mila would be like, you only do that on the day of your daughter's wedding.
Fuck.
Simon instantly orgasms.
No, it was a sneeze.
I hate the face he makes when he needs to sneeze because that's exactly like it's, you can only think one thing.
Oh fuck. Especially with no follow-up sneeze.
Absolutely exhausting.
Exhausting cum factory.
No, exhausting being with you people. I really can't have shit in this house. Otherwise, you will just fully get lost in the near infinite sauce that is collective knowledge.
Such a formal statement.
Lost in the
with
sauce.
Just sauce thrown in there.
Sauce.
This is what you're here, folks. This is why you come here. So for just 5 points of damage. Good God. What a clutch.
Yeah.
Silvery barbs.
Can you roll the damage to the
round
so
by Mila?
Been.
He rolled much better on that one. That would have been
That would have been 26 points.
Allie would have been dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
So the other thing is that he rolled really low on the attack that did hit.
Oh god.
On the bite attack.
Cool.
Thank goodness.
Okay, it is Otavia's move.
I hope you rest in peace. Meanwhile, I've got people I've got to protect. And we'll run to where everybody else is fighting.
Otavia actually loses her turn to just say, damn!
No.
Absolutely not. Adelaide would not let her.
She would never... She would never lose her cool like
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely not. Ruthless competence.
Hey, Simon, where the fuck is Mari?
Mari is not here.
Oh my god.
It has also been 18 seconds.
That's true.
Yeah.
Since shit has gone south. So like...
That's true. Mom, come pick me up. I'm scared.
Come pick me up. You're a literal war mage.
Mom, we need a fireball. This room is big enough for a fireball, Mom.
So, in light of that, I'd like to ask you for both a favor and a request.
Start with a request.
I need a pistol. Something small that I can hide on my body. Packs a punch. The favor is... I'd like to speak to the prisoners. Or just one of them. It's fine.
You dumb bastard. That's two requests.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
I ain't fucking you.
Let's go.
I really hope not.
I hope not.
Oh my fucking god. Okay.
Louisa, wait till you get to Dublin.
Keep
then we
moving.
Can talk.
On that nat 20.
And Omar is at the other end of the table helping people serve themselves.
In an apron.
And nothing else.
I just need to hit this in a Paz voice. Let's go to brunch, bitch.
You're on.
Let's go to brunch, bitch.
You're on, girly.
Don't knock my arm off. Don't knock my arm off. Don't knock my arm off.
I'm not going to knock your arm off, Jesus Christ. Not Jesus Christ.
Who's he?
Dude, a cleric of the Lord. Are the kobolds at dinner?
The kobolds are in the city.
They're getting McDonald's. They're getting Five Guys.
They're getting Three Guys.
Three Guys.
It's their cousins. Their cousins opened a branch a burger branch called Three Guys.
Three Guys. All right. And that is where we are going to end.
Whee!